www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. The main topic of discussion tonight has been the military and why they feel it's necessary, and apparently a lot of people support this, but why they feel it's necessary to put people in a prison cell who just decide they've changed their mind. They don't want to be a part of this anymore. This is wrong, what they're doing, what they've been ordered to do in Iraq and Afghanistan or wherever else they're being deployed. These people, like the lady in question here, Kimberly Rivera, have decided they don't want to be a part of it anymore. As her attorney says, this according to The Guardian and an Amy Goodman piece, quote, she felt that she morally could not do what she was asked to do. At the same time, she realized that she would put other soldiers in danger if she didn't pull the trigger when the time came. So she talked to a chaplain about it. The chaplain largely pushed her aside and didn't give her the counsel that she really needed. So she decided she was just going to leave. And she took her family. They went to Canada. They were refused to stay in Canada. They went back to the U.S. where, and then she was put in a prison cell for 10 months because she just didn't want to be a part of this anymore. And it just doesn't make sense as to why that is beyond some sort of nebulous reference to the country and the military. And we need to have unit cohesion, even though they'll admit the people who are defending this prison thing would admit they don't want somebody in their unit that's not going to pull the trigger. They don't want somebody in the unit that's unreliable. So you wouldn't want to put that person back in the unit. That just doesn't make any sense. Let's bring Brandon back on the line here. He was telling us a few things before we had to go to the news break, and we didn't really have a chance to get you to share your full thoughts. So go ahead, Brandon.
First off, I'd like to cover two things real quick. In the Army and Marine Corps especially, there's not a gigantic, massive amount of support for individuals like this. You got a couple of gung-ho, testosterone-filled organizations, and
yeah.
When you join, you're expected to, hold out until the last day of your contract, and you're not really viewed too kindly by, a lot of the personnel, command elements and stuff that would normally be supposed to help you through a decision like this.
Pressure's got to be immense.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, I can absolutely confirm what you were saying. You get people like this in your unit, and people want them out. You don't want people like that watching your back. You don't want to have somebody that might snap and not do what they're supposed to.
Right. I worked a roofing job, and I didn't like to have a slacker on my crew because it meant everybody else had to work harder. Actually, they didn't have to work harder. The guy would do a certain amount of work. But it just stunk having them there, and they'd drag their feet, and they'd do everything as slowly as they could. It didn't actually affect us negatively other than we had to watch this schlub. And, how much worse must this be when your life is on the line?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Why in the world would you want it? I didn't want him on my roofing crew. Why would I want him protecting my back?
And the other thing I would like to state, I absolutely do not agree with how people that do not want to serve are treated. I mean, you take that oath, yes. I mean, I'm a big believer, Constitution and all that, and the oath that I took. But times change, people's minds change. And it's immutable. I mean, as people change, as they collect this experience in the service, you can't expect an individual to hold the same opinion they had of a decision they took for 4 years.
So true. People absolutely change. And Brandon, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to John listening on XM to Extreme Talk. Hey, John.
Hello. How's it going?
Hey, good. You're in Idaho. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a retired Navy combat corpsman, and I just want to talk a little bit about our young lady there. One of the things that I did when I was in the military is we conducted Article 15 or Captain's Mask, non-judicial punishment. And I think there's probably a little bit more to the story that we don't know about that would cause her to go to a force-martial. Typically, like when we have guys that would miss ship's movement or whatever, the captain had the authority to restrict them to the ship for 30 days, dock their pay, half a pay for 2 months, and give them extra duty. And usually it isn't until a pattern of misbehavior that it ends up going to the court-martial level.
Well, this lady was, I mean, maybe the court-martial isn't the right term for what happened to her, but she left the country, so that kind of takes things to an extra level, doesn't it?
Yeah, you get a court-martial.
Right, it does, because, there's quite a few elements. Actually, desertion is fairly difficult to prove, because, like you were saying earlier, they've got to dispose of their uniforms, there is a certain number of days they've got to be away.
30 at least.
Yes, at least 30, because we've had guys that have gone UA for 6 months, and we tried to try them for desertion. We couldn't because they kept their ID card or they kept the piece of uniform. So it was fairly difficult.
But now, this lady did desert. She tried to go to a different country for asylum.
Right, and the thing is when you look at the punishment according to UCMJ. We are in a declared war, and one of the penalties is death by firing squad.
That's the last that hasn't been done. It's been done one time in a century, but this is how far desertion
can go. Firing squad has been done one time in a century, or declaring war.
The execution has been done, and this is debatably a time of war in the sense that there's a use of force authorized to the president. I mean,
but no declaration of war.
Not a clear declaration of war. But whatever, maybe her lawyer would argue that or not. But it would take more than the 10 months she's going to serve to get that case done.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and the only excuse I can think of that the government is coming up with imprisoning these people. Is to get their pound of flesh, because it is expensive to train these people. It depends on basic training.
It's expensive to put someone in a prison cell.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if it's in my opinion, maybe it's just they're trying to get their pound of flesh. I know that I've gone to work for companies where they're paying for training, and I sign a contract that I'll spend X number of years with them. Otherwise, I'm required to pay back the money that they've invested in me. So, that might be an option. I know you talked about that earlier. And, I just think that putting them in prison is kind of ludicrous.
And it seems to be happening all the time. This guy calls in, says he was in jail in their brig or whatever for 4 months, and the place was full of them. More than half? Is that what the terminology used?
It was a lot. Thanks, John, for your call and thoughts. Do appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855 453. Let's go to Bill listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I was an officer in the Army for 8.5 years. Got wounded in Vietnam and put out. But there is a part of the Uniform Code of Military Justice called the Section 8.
Mm-hmm.
And a Section 8, you go to your commanding officer and you say you don't want to be in the military anymore. And you can't do that if a deployment has been announced. But if a deployment hasn't been announced, you can get out within about 4 months.
And no time in a brig.
So can you define deployment for me? So what does that mean exactly?
If the ship is going to leave, if you're going to go into combat, that's a deployment.
Well, I mean, basically, the military has been in, been fighting since 2002.
No. If your unit, if your company has been ordered to board a ship or to deploy to a combat zone, you can't use that.
That's an interesting.
So then, during basic training, one could use that.
When you get rotated back to the States and you don't want to serve anymore, you could use that.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you were on leave? I mean, I don't know how that works. It doesn't seem like they're taking people who are on leave and sending them back to the United States so that they can have a couple of months around. I think that they're just, I don't even know what it means.
Well, she was back in the U.S. on leave.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't have orders to redeploy, go overseas to a combat unit.
She must have that.
And you're saying what you would do in that case would be to go to a superior officer and say, I'm done with this?
Go to your company commander and you say you want to leave the military, you're unsuited to what's going on. And it takes a couple of months, sometimes four, to get out.
Bill, I appreciate your call and expertise tonight and the thoughts. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to bring up the military thing, but that's certainly the hot topic this evening. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 3rd, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1476.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,514.60, $753.30 for a half ounce, or $378.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,514.60, $757.30, and $378.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. You can also join us online. We've got news updates available to you via email, Twitter, Facebook. Also, if you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get more updates than just the news about Free Talk Live. You'll get updates during the show, show prep, questions, observations, things during the day that we'll post as well. And so go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us in whatever method is best for you. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Emergencies can take all forms. You never know what kind of form an emergency is going to come upon you, whether it's maybe some kind of weather emergency and, you know, there's a blackout in your area for a week or a month. It's certainly possible. It's happened relatively recently. Also, unemployment or a fiscal collapse. Many people are concerned about a financial collapse here in the United States and around the world. It's a good idea to have stored food on hand. You never know when you're going to need it. It's a form of insurance and a relatively inexpensive form of insurance, too, if you use the Legacy Premium brand that I'm going to tell you about here. At food.freetalklive.com, you can go find the Legacy Premium brand and for less than $1.50 a meal, try to tell me, where can you get $1.50 a meal? For less than $1.50 a meal, you can get the only 100% GMO-free, the only MSG-free, the only artificial flavor-free, and the only preservative-free storable food on the market today. It costs less than half the what the competition does. It's the Legacy Premium brand at food.freetalklive.com, and it'll store for up to 25 years. It's the best in price, storability, and taste at food.freetalklive.com. Shipping on all orders. It's gluten-free and vegetarian options also. It's food.freetalklive.com. There you'll find a chart that convinced me early on, and I hope it convinces you too. Food.freetalklive.com.
Back to your phone calls here, 855-453. Also, you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. We're talking about the military and this contract that's not like any contract you would sign with a human being, in that when you join the military, in the same way with other government programs like Social Security, for instance, where you think you're going to get a certain thing out of the organization or that you're expecting them to do A or B, but then they can change A or B to C if they want to, and there's nothing you can do about it because you're completely subject to whatever arbitrary changes they decide to make. And if you decide you don't like it and you don't go about leaving in the correct manner, some of the people who are contacting us have said that there are certain ways to get out without being put in a prison cell, but a lot of people obviously don't know about those ways.
Right. You're referencing the stop-lossing that was going on with the U.S. military.
That's one thing, but yes.
Well, it's a pretty important aspect. They're putting a young woman in jail for 10 months for desertion. They've got people all over the United States in jails for AWOL and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed the contract, essentially, on service people by saying you're going to stay beyond your EOS date. So the military can change their rules anytime
right.
they want, but the service person may not. And this isn't a contract that has two parties that are equals when they sign it. This is essentially a master-servant contract,
mm-hmm.
and that's not we don't live in that world.
Apparently we do, Mark. Shane McCann, by the way, says on our Facebook page that military members only need to pee hot to be discharged. Smoke a joint, so much easier than desertion. Plus, you get a free ride home, he says. So maybe that's an option, suggesting just go ahead and start getting high, and then
I'd want
fail
research.
A drug test.
I want more research than what somebody said on our Facebook page.
Well, you should also not take anybody's word that calls in either, Mark,
agreed.
Because anybody can say anything they want to.
Please,
so,
if you
please,
think that this is a good
research.
Idea, do some research.
Yeah. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Joe's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, Joe.
Yeah,
hey, Joe.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Great. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Great. Hey, listen, for me, it's all about responsibility. You know, I respect someone's right to change their mind, but we are a nation. We are a nation of laws.
Hey, did you see when Charlie Rangel didn't pay his income taxes?
Yeah, but we're a nation of millions of people, and
uh-huh.
like it or not, your actions affect those millions of people.
I'm not sure how.
Excuse me, but when you decide to sign on the dotted line and you say you're going to defend this country and then all of a sudden in the middle of your contract you change your mind, that's fine. Well, if you become a conscientious objector in the middle of your tour, you can go through the process and apply for conscientious objector status.
So that
you have to beg.
You have to beg an organization whose stated purpose is to essentially be violent.
That's my point here. My point is, you are a responsible adult. You have to be an adult to join this organization. So why not honor your contract or go through the process of the conscientious objector status?
But just a point of clarification on the conscious objector thing. You said you have to apply for it. That means you could be denied, correct?
If you don't meet whatever criteria they have, I guess so.
So they come up with an arbitrary set of criteria.
I'm in the military right now, and I don't plan on applying for conscientious objector status.
Because you don't mind killing innocent people around the world, right?
Oh, come on now.
The National Talk Radio show, he said the S word, so we had to drop him.
I don't think it's BS.
He got upset when I suggested that that he would be okay with killing people around the world. That's why he's
You said innocent, specifically.
Yeah, they kill a lot of innocent people.
Now, we did read an article recently about the drone pilots and the kind of operations that they're doing, including killing. Well, apparently, something dozens of unnamed people for each target, and including using double taps. So
a double tap is where they set off one bomb and then wait for people to start coming around to rescue folks and then bomb the rescuers, right?
And, I don't know the specifics of every service person and what they do, so I'm not going to make that particular statement. But I will say that here's what I want to know. If it's okay for the military to change their rules as far as stop loss goes, and what stop loss is that they keep people beyond their end of service date for as long as, for up to a year and a half, depending on what they want to do. Would it be okay to incarcerate the people that choose to enact this stop loss? I mean, if it's okay to incarcerate a military member who, just decides, I can't do this anymore, for whatever reason they can't do it, and I don't care what their reason is they can't do it, they say, I don't want to do this job anymore, then wouldn't it be okay? Isn't what's good for the goose good for the gander? This guy was using lots of terminology like
sure,
we're a nation.
That's fun, Mark, to think about, but who would they incarcerate? Who would take responsibility?
That's what government is, an organization of people who are not responsible.
Right.
Why in the world would I be responsible to these people when they're not responsible to me?
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Go to Dan is in Maine listening to WGAN in Portland. Hey, Dan.
Howdy.
Welcome, sir.
It's an interesting conversation that you're having. I'm glad to see that it seems a lot of people kind of agree with me. You're talking about a totally different animal here. You're trying to apply civilian rules under a constitutional government to a military organization, and that just doesn't work. I mean, you're talking about people who rely on one another in the field to take care of each other.
But don't you? Why do you want somebody who doesn't want to be there in the field taking care of you?
Well, you see, that's just it. And that's something I haven't heard yet. See, they do take
Hang on. We'll let you say it in a moment here. More with Dan and your calls. Free Talk Live.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply.
BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The archives, the bulletin board system, the mobile site. We give it all away. So go enjoy it. FreeTalkLive.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. You've probably heard about Bitcoins in the news. They've been getting a lot of press recently. But people are really kind of unclear about how to go about getting them. Go to BitInstant.com. They allow you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home if you happen to have a Dwolla account or you create a Dwolla account. But you could go to, say, a Walmart or a CVS, use the MoneyGram phone there, make a deposit, and by the time you get home, you'll have Bitcoins in your Bitcoin account. They'll explain it to you at BitInstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way. BitInstant.com.
Let's go back to Dan. He's in Maine listening to Portland's WGAN. Dan wanted to make sure you had time to get your thoughts out, so please continue.
Well, you guys can't seem to try to raise this to some high philosophical level. And this is like one of the most fundamental, primal things that's going on. I mean, when you're a fighting unit, when you're a combat unit, and you're on the front line, you don't worry about somebody who's not going to be a team player. They usually end up on point. That takes care of the problem by itself.
But so you're suggesting that if somebody, for whatever reason, doesn't want to be in the military anymore, that we should kill them? Is that what you're saying?
One of the questions you kept positing was why would you want somebody in your unit that doesn't want to be there? Well, what I'm trying to tell you is people who are trying to be a cohesive unit don't want that person there either.
And so you're saying you'd use them as bait?
No, I'm saying what you do is you get rid of them. You put them on
by
points.
Using them as bait. You put them on points, so basically they get shot, and you don't get shot because they're on point, right?
That's what happens.
So he is saying that, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying. You're saying you should kill them.
You're saying you don't want to kill them.
Are you suggesting that you think that they die from friendly fire or from fire from the enemy?
The enemy.
You think all friendly fire is by accident?
No, I don't. I think that there's a lot of friendly fire. People are getting fragged because they have a different opinion. And that what this comes down to is that you're saying it's not philosophical, but it is philosophical. It comes down to philosophy. You're saying that it's primal, and it's not. It's flag worship. They don't believe like I believe anymore, so they should die, is what you're saying.
Then you really don't understand how it works, obviously. Have you ever been in the military?
What difference would it make if I had or hadn't?
Because you'd realize the emotional shift that you make, the paradigm shift in thinking that happens when you get into such a situation.
What shift is that? To lose all touch with humanity and to be able to not empathize or to no longer empathize with your fellow humans?
That's just it. You do empathize with your fellow humans. The people in your squad, they become your tribe.
Right, so if someone changes their mind and they decide they don't want to be in the tribe anymore, you decide to force them to stay and to not only do that, but put them on point and sacrifice them for the good of the rest of your perception of the good of the tribe.
You don't want to force them to stay. You'd like them to leave, but the military won't allow that. You see, there's different.
That's what all we're asking. We're only asking that the military allow them to leave. That way you don't have to murder them.
The military cannot allow them to leave. And if they want out, everybody has the right to see it.
This dude's solution is murder. Do you hear him?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Why can't they just let them leave? Wouldn't that be the best thing? Then you don't have to kill anybody.
Everybody has the right to see a JAG officer. There are ways to leave the military, but when you are in a war zone situation,
talking about a war zone. We're talking about somebody who came home on leave.
Right. We're talking about a woman who
had the right to see a JAG officer and see. You know, I mean, you've already pointed out in the show that she made several mistakes, logistical mistakes.
Yep.
I mean, she tried to get into Canada when they no longer were taking conscientious objectors.
So she screwed up their legal system. Right. She didn't know all of the ins and outs of this labyrinthine legal.
So she would have gone about it the right way. It would have been okay, and you don't think she should have had to done 10 months. But since she didn't follow these silly lawyers' little rules that they wrote down at some point,
well, at least she's going to live through it rather than if she were in your unit. Thanks, Dan. 855.
He'd have shot her.
Yeah, 855. No, he wouldn't have shot her. He'd have put her in a position where he knew she was likely to get shot. That way he didn't have to do the dirty work.
He said, do you think all friendly fire...
He was alluding to that as a possibility, but he didn't come right out and say that.
He came as close as he could possibly say to, we should murder these people.
Yeah, it wouldn't be murder when they do it, though, because then it's legal. It's a military. Let's go to Dave, listening to KGOE in California. Hey, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. I am Dave, and I am a veteran, and I am today a member of the Veterans for Peace, and I believe that all of us are raised saluting our flag and standing and pledging allegiance and loyalty to our country, and we want to believe that our country is bringing democracy and freedom about the world. But if one learns while they're in, wow, what am I here for? What did the Vietnamese people ever do to me? Is this another war for the profits of a Halliburton? Is this, we can maybe rethink what are we all about? And does a soldier have the right to think? Should he have a conscience? Should he be able to say, this is not something I want to be a part of? I say he should.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you want human beings to fight your wars, you should treat them like human beings. You don't treat them like automatons.
I stand my vigil every week with the Veterans for Peace asking, now get us out of the Middle East. What have they done to us to justify us going through their towns with our tanks and our flamethrowers? We're in the wrong, and we got to see that. If we're in the wrong, and I think that there was a burden really on the soldiers and Hitler's army to say, I think I'm on the wrong side of this thing. And a lot of them did, and they figured it out. We got to do the same when it's us in the wrong.
Dave, thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate
it. Those soldiers in Hitler's army should have been put on point and shot.
According to, let's go to another David, rather, in Eureka. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to KGOE. Hello, David.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I thought I'd chime in a little bit. I am a retired lieutenant commander, just retired 2 years ago. And,
okay.
You know, hearing about all these various laws and punishments that are being handed out to, you know, young men and women because they decide they don't want to fight anymore. I mean, for years I toted the party line, and now I look back at it and think, oh, my gosh, what was I doing? Well, you know, these men and women, they join the military to protect the Constitution of the United States and to protect the freedoms and democracy that, you know, we all want to have. Sorry, that's my little one.
Congratulations.
When they actually get there and they're in the service, then they don't even realize that it's not the country that they're protecting. It's the corporate interests that are paying for all of this to happen. You know, I agree with Dave. I've never met him. I would love to meet him because, you know, we both live up here in Eureka, and, you know, I've just been here a few years now. I've actually been retired just a few years, so...
Well, it sounds to me like he's involved with Veterans for Peace, so you might want to reach out to Veterans for Peace.
Actually, I wrote that name down when he said it, so I am going to reach out and try and get in contact with him as well.
And it's also sounded like he's doing a weekly vigil like they do here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's one place every week where people like him will come out and they'll rally for peace.
Including my friend from my Quaker meeting who's a World War II vet.
Oh, wow.
He goes out there and he holds his sign every single week. He's in his early 80s, and he has to walk with a cane, but he goes out there and he holds that sign. And then the young punks with their rebel flags go by and call us traitors and those kind of things.
Get a job!
That's right.
Well,
tell an 80-year-old World War II vet to get a job.
I've been looking towards, too. You know, I wore the uniform for 20 years, retired, got all the alkaloids and the awards and benefits from it, so... I'm thinking, what can I do now? What can I do to contribute back to the country
I
that I defended? And I think that, you know, by wearing my uniform and protesting, because they say you're not supposed to do that, and they
I think
papers,
you should, and I
you
appreciate your call, David.
Everybody.
Thank you, man. Hey, check out Veterans for Peace. It's a good group from what I can tell, and they might be able to point
you
in a good direction.
Thank you very
We're coming
much.
Up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for $5 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more stations around the country, bringing more people on board with the ideas of liberty, which, of course, the military is certainly not doing anything to support. So you can go and sign up for the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on the website. It makes it easy to support Free Talk Live. And that's money that is going to good purposes. I just sent out a satellite receiver to a radio station today. So there are new stations always interested in coming on board, and it's thanks to listeners like you for helping fund the money that it takes to outreach to those radio stations. So again, thanks for helping us over at amp.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project is putting on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th Pork Fest, Pork Fest X, as it is being called, and it is already lining up to be a spectacular event with so much happening. You will be pulled in multiple different directions. You will not know at certain points what you want to do, because there's going to be great speakers, there's going to be great food, great people to be around, to socialize with, to network, and all kinds of fun events, even events that are happening that are kind of special and not actually on the campground, like a hike or putting like building a gun. I'm not sure where that's happening, but there's going to be this gun building seminar with a black powder rifle, and all kinds of neat things are going on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So go to porkfest.com. It's happening June 17th through the 23rd, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night. So if you've heard about the Free State Project and you've wondered what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who actually understand the ideas of liberty, you wonder what it's like to be around those folks. You get to meet them. You get to do that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's like a sample of what life could be like when we actually do get enough liberty-minded people all to the same place, which, of course, is the goal of the Free State Project. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get your tickets for $50 in advance.
Hey, Jason Osborne, the guy who's behind SACL CAI, who brings our phone lines, is going to be there. He's an integral part in putting together this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival. But, Ian, I think that the military could be a force for, freeing people, protecting freedom.
That's not possible, not as long as they're funded through coercion.
I understand where you're coming from, and that's a complete liberty standpoint, but I don't see how the military has been employed by our rulers in Washington, D.C. in the last, say, six decades in order to keep us free. But... And I think that there's probably an argument against any time in American history, but certainly not in the last six decades, it doesn't seem to me.
Let's go to Amy. She's listening to WSCFM in South Carolina in Charleston. Hey, Amy.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I would just like to say that my son was in the nuclear Navy, and he really hated it once he got in, and he faked a suicide attempt to get out. Didn't fake it. He thought about what he was going to take and would live, but he was just trying desperately to get out. And they treated him like dirt and made him clean the toilets with a single toothbrush with no gloves, no masks, no anything. And he is now safely out of the military and has an excellent job with a major corporation and is doing far better than his other buddies were that were in the military that stayed in longer than he did. So anyway, I just want to say I appreciate you guys. I think you're on it, and I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate your story, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE.
By the way, it's not the easiest position that Free Talk Live takes here. It's not like I enjoy being on the unpopular sides of issues here. I feel like I speak the truth, and that's why I do this. I used to be a big supporter of the military. I was going to join up.
But I thought about it, too, as a teenager.
But, you know, over time, this is the conclusion I've come to, and I'm trying to stand for my highest truth. And the folks on the other side seem to have, I don't know, the one guy was advocating just murdering people who disagree with him.
Laura is with us in Idaho, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight? We're great.
I'm a veteran, and I did, four hitches. I am out of the service now. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. And I honestly believe that when these young soldiers go into the military, they sign a contract. And as just like in the civilian world, you're obligated to abide by that contract. And there are ways to get out without going AWOL and doing some of the stuff that people are doing. This young girl who went to jail for 10 months, maybe had she followed the rule and done like any other person that wanted to get out did, maybe she would have not gone to jail.
But do you think we're better off as a nation? Do you think we're better off as a nation for this woman spending 10 months in jail? Because I don't want to pay for it.
You know what? But you'll pay for people on death row?
What do you mean?
Get a grip.
Do you think that this woman hasn't killed anybody, for one?
Say she had to. If I breached my contract when I was in the military, I would be in the wrong.
Right. You keep on saying contract, but this isn't really a contract. This isn't a contract like, not like a civilian contract.
I signed it.
Right. You signed it, but who signed the other side?
With my country. I signed a contract.
Your country didn't sign anything because no dirt hand. Look, could you give me a second to speak here? You're not even hearing what I'm saying. Your country didn't sign the other side of that contract. A contract has to have more than one party. Who signed the other side?
I agreed to sign my part.
I understand. You signed a piece of paper. I get that.
Excuse me. As my president is my leader and commander... Okay, it doesn't necessarily. I signed a contract with my government.
Would there be anything, Laura, that, you know, if you Would there be any circumstance, any order that the president, you were saying my leader, my president, this and that, would there be anything that the president, whoever it might be, whether it be George Bush, Barack Obama, or whoever's next, would there be anything that they could order you if you were in the military currently? Would there be anything they could order you to do that would be detestable to the point where you wouldn't do it?
I'm sure there's a point that I might say I won't do this.
Should you go to jail for that?
I would go by the right ways about it. I wouldn't just walk off the job.
Right, I got it. You're saying that...
By taking that oath, I promised my fellow brothers and sisters in the service that I would stand by them.
They didn't sign that contract.
And did you know in advance when you signed that contract that the military could change the terms at any point after your signature? Did you know that?
Yeah.
You did know that?
Yeah.
They made that crystal clear to you before signing that contract? Just want to be clear.
They can't cut it right in the middle. They have to have you stay over for a year. It happens.
Yeah, it certainly does happen.
But no, I just want to make sure we're clear. Like, before you signed up for the military, your recruiter made sure you knew that, Laura, when you've signed this agreement, we can change the rules anytime. Just so you know. They made that clear?
Yeah, they didn't come right out and say it, but,
they didn't.
You're not stupid.
Okay, so you knew that.
If you don't believe that a contract can be changed...
Well, you can't change them. These people tried to,
hang on a second, all right? Let me finish. My first 4 years, I signed a contract for that 4 years. Had they changed things, which they did many a time in a female soldier, telling me what I could and could not do, okay? It's not like the female soldiers of today that can do just about any job, okay? I signed a four-year contract saying I would do certain things, and they said they would do certain things. If something took place prior to my re-up, when I redid my contract and things changed, yes, I accepted that.
Let me ask you this. If you were asked to be a...
that contract again.
If you were asked to be a drone pilot and you knew that 36 civilians were killed for every target that they have, would you do the drone piloting job?
I would do whatever job I needed to do.
That's right.
Okay. Just murder people. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Hey, Mark, it's a paycheck.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I guess the military needs people like that. They need people to say, I signed a contract, I'll do what I say, they can do whatever they want, they're mm-hmm. the government, and I'll kill 36 innocent people for every one target that I kill.
Yep, and then go home at night and take care of your kids.
Well, I mean, you've got, dozens of children have been killed in the last few months by these drones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, they're not the enemy.
It's okay, Mark. Your kids are better than their kids. They're brown.
It's so frustrating.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free
line. It's not that they're brown. There's lots of brown people in the United States. It's that they're in a different country. They've got a different flag. They're not, not holy like the United States.
Hold on, Mark. She's not here to answer it, but you know most of those people would bomb their own countrymen, too, if they were told to. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. Wouldn't you now? Hour 3's next. Oh, sure. You say you wouldn't, but once you get the order, it's hard to say no, isn't it?
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.